And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. I am Tyler Gallo.
And I'm Jonathan Hanna.
And we are back. We are back. Today is November 4th, 2019. And two more weeks until Thanksgiving break. And 1 week until our 1 year special.
Yes.
1 year spectacular. It's been 1 year. That is crazy. But yes, that... well, we're going to get right into things. John was supposed to do the question of the day today.
Oh, sorry.
And he doesn't have one.
Okay. let's see. I completely forgot about that since I just looked at the document about an hour ago.
Yeah. Maybe that's not a good thing to do before every show.
I got the document during class.
Yeah, I know, because I was on a plane coming back from Delaware for right until that moment. So.
But my question, other than yourself... Who is the worst player, worst athlete? Who is the worst professional athlete you've seen live?
Oh, geez. You mean like the worst game I've ever seen?
Actually, you know what? No.
The worst game?
No. What's your favorite obscure sport?
I like bowling.
Mine's along the same lines-ish. Can you guess what it is?
Bowling.
No. It ends with the same letters.
Rowing.
No.
I don't know.
Curling.
Nice.
I love curling. I don't know why.
I was going to say is the worst game I've ever seen live. I went to a game where the Mets lost 24-5. So, yeah, that's probably the worst game I've ever seen. And I got to see Kevin Plawecki pitch an inning. So that was crazy. All right, we're going to get right into baseball. And the first news that I wrote isn't really important, so we're not going to talk about it. But the next thing is important. Just kidding. The Nationals won their World Series.
Okay, yeah, that happened.
That happened. Let's move on.
I mean, it's really just... you know what's going to happen.
It doesn't matter anymore. We don't care. Just kidding. We do. So, Carlos Beltran was named the 22nd Mets manager in their history. The first Latino manager to manage the Mets. And I am pretty excited about it. He was always a really smart player growing up. And I think he's going to... I'm not sure how good he's going to be in his first year. But I think... he will be good because he's always been one of the smartest baseball minds around there. And there was a reason he was offered a job in the Yankees front office, of all places. So I think he's going to do well. Wearing the same number he wore. Well, what I'm saying is I watched this guy play growing up, and now I'm watching him be the Mets manager. It's like comes full circle. It's crazy. But, yeah, so I'm going to be pretty happy to see how this whole thing unfolds. But, yeah, Carlos Beltran, the Mets manager. And then, interesting news –
Strasburg.
Steven Strasburg opts out of his contract fresh off of winning the World Series. He won the World Series, like, nah, see you guys later, and then just books it out of there.
What I think is interesting about the Nationals winning the World Series this year, I know you said we wouldn't talk about it, but
it doesn't matter because we don't really know. But who's a Nationals fan?
No, but they did this after losing potentially their, like, franchise player.
Yeah, and then they got Rendon to basically fill that hole, and he might leave too.
Like that. That was going to be... Oh, yeah, another question today.
Anthony Rendon is coming to the New York Mets. You heard it here first, guys. Anthony Rendon is going to be a New York Met in 2020.
What is the quickest turnaround you've seen in a sports? Is it, like, the Nationals?
2007 to 2008 Miami Dolphins. They went 1-15 the first year, and then they won the AFC East the next year. That's a pretty good turnaround.
Yeah, I'd say either them, Vegas... I mean,
Vegas didn't really have anything to turn around, per se.
I mean, the fact that they didn't have a team is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I just think they put them in a place to succeed, sort of. Because they gave a lot of players that were still fringe being good. Like, Willian Carlson, I think the biggest thing was them giving up Marc-Andre Fleury. Mm-hmm. The Penguins giving up Marc-Andre Fleury.
If they had Murray, no way.
No way, yeah. All right, so Strasburg opts out of his contract. You know, I mean, that's not – that was pretty – I mean, he can get a lot of money on the open market. So I think –
and he will.
He will, and he's right to test the market. I don't think there's anywhere near a chance the Nationals can retain him. I don't think they can retain him or Rendon. I think this is a pretty interesting move here. And speaking of non-opt-outs, Aroldis Chapman and Yu Darvish did not opt out of their contracts. But yeah, I think the Strasburg deal had like 4 years left on it.
Aren't Encarnacion or someone with the Yankees did?
Oh yeah, they declined his option, and the Nationals also declined Ryan Zimmerman's option.
Yeah, something happened.
So that was pretty interesting. But yeah, the Braves signed re-signed Nick Markakis to a one-year $4 million deal, and that's basically been what he's gotten from them the last couple of years, a one-year deal, one-year deal, one-year deal. They really like him there.
I remember him on Baltimore.
He's one of the sneakiest, most underrated players of all time, I think, in my opinion. He's got almost 2,000, I think he's got almost 3,000 hits, I'm not sure. But he's one of the best players. All right, and then we've got some awards. Next week is when we get into, the big nitty-gritty of the awards. I think that's when Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young are announced. I think, actually, they might be announced on Thursday.
Maybe, but these are just the Golden Gloves.
Gold Gloves, the guys you don't necessarily hear about all the time, not the flashiest names, but there are some big names on here. There are some names that you may not have heard before on there. So the Gold Gloves for pitcher. It was really funny because these two guys swapped leagues during the year. And they won it for the league that they came from.
Is it the team they play the most for, or the start of the season?
Okay. Yes, pretty much. Zach Greinke won it in the NL, and he was on the Arizona Diamondbacks, got traded to the Astros. And then Mike Leake won it in the
So if I played
AL, I'm not sure where he got traded. I forget where Leake got traded.
If I played exactly half in the AL and exactly half in the NL, who would I win it with?
I think Cespedes a few years ago won it with the Tigers / Mets, but I'm not sure. I don't think that's what happened, but yeah. Oh, Mike Leake went to the Diamondbacks. Ah. So basically swapping, yeah. Zach Greinke, Mike Leake, the Ordinary. Zach Greinke is a phenomenal fielder. Just unreal. All right, first catcher, JT Realmuto for the Philadelphia Phillies and Roberto Perez for the Cleveland Indians. Realmuto is a very good catcher.
You know who I don't see there for defensive catchers?
Who's that?
Gary Sanchez.
Because he's not good.
I'm
Gary Sanchez is no longer scary. I'm sorry. First base, Anthony Rizzo and Matt Olson. Speaking of Anthony Rizzo, he got his option picked up as well by the Cubs. The Oakland Athletics are a sneaky good team, and Matt Olson is one of those players on there.
You said sneaky way too many times.
Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. Second base, Colton Wong and Yomer Sanchez. Do you know who Yomer Sanchez plays for, John? I'm going to give you the chance to guess
Let's
this one.
Let's see.
He's AL.
Colton Wong plays for St. Louis.
St. Louis. So you've got 15 teams knocked out right off the bat.
I'm going to say Yomer Sanchez is a member of the Texas Rangers.
No, but he is a member of the Chicago White Sox. So obviously not a guy you're going to know.
I was thinking like Chicago, Detroit, even Cleveland maybe, but
yeah.
I decided to go to Texas because I don't know.
He's been there, guys. He went there. He knows. So, third base, Nolan Arenado, Matt Chapman, two of the best fielders in the game, in my opinion. Matt Chapman is one of the best fielders I have ever seen. Maybe even better than Arenado, who was routinely touted as the best fielder in the league. Matt Chapman's even better. Right, we've got shortstop, Nick Ahmed and Francisco Lindor. You think Lindor is pretty much a foregone conclusion at short.
Of course.
Great fielder. And then Nick Ahmed, I think he won it last year too, if I'm not mistaken. And then left field, David Peralta and Alex Gordon. Center field, Lorenzo Cain finally picked one up for the first time in his 10-year career.
10 years.
And he's been one of the best fielders out there. So that's a big surprise there. And then Kevin Kiermaier for the Tampa Bay Rays. Sneaky, good team.
And right field, there's the only one where there's two big players.
Really flashy players, and that's Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts, by the way, will probably be traded. I'm wearing his jersey right now under my sweatshirt. I think he will be traded. I don't think that they have enough time or stuff to retain him as a member of the Boston Red Sox. But yeah, season's finally over, sadly. We are going to get right into hockey, which is in the full swing of things.
Yes, and speaking of trades,
I forgot to mention that one. We also will get to that trade in a little bit. I have another trade to say. Chase Anderson traded from the Milwaukee Brewers to the Toronto Blue Jays. All right, let's get into hockey, John. Sorry for going over top you there.
Louis Domingue has been traded from the Tampa Bay Lightning to the New Jersey Devils. This is really the low-risk, medium-reward.
He won 21 games last year. Granted, it was a member of the godly Tampa Bay Lightning, but
I thought he was with Syracuse most of the year.
He won 21 games in the NHL last year.
Oh, I remember him.
He went 21-5 last year.
I thought he was in the Syracuse for whatever.
No. Yeah. Who else did they have then?
Who
would have been the backup for Vass?
I thought it was I don't know. Then who was in Syracuse? Because I remember that. Syracuse's goaltender.
Is it Kristaps Gudlevskis?
No, it wasn't Gudlevskis. I remember Syracuse's goaltender kept killing the Amherst.
It's the man, the myth, the legend, Mike McKenna.
It is not Mike McKenna. I can tell you that much. But you want to tell me the condition while I look up Syracuse?
Well, yeah, and then I'll give my take on the trade. The condition is that Tampa receives a 2021 seventh-round pick, which probably won't matter in the long run if Domingue plays in seven regular season games for the Devils in 2019-20 season or one NHL playoff game or is traded by New Jersey prior to the 2020 draft. The first condition is very likely to happen if their goaltending continues to be bad at three. I think the Devils might buy out Corey Schneider before the season's over.
Really?
Blackwood is the better goalie. Blackwood has played well. Granted, in his game against Arizona a couple weeks ago, he was coming off the flu, so he sort of got exposed in that game. But he played really well last night, or two nights ago, against... Who did they play two nights ago? Who did they beat two nights ago?
Carolina?
Carolina, yeah.
Because I know you have... Well, we'll get to that later.
Played pretty well against Carolina. P.K. Subban picking up his 100th career goal in that game.
Also, it was Eddie Pascale.
Pascal, yeah, that's who it was. He played only one game last year for the Lightning.
And Connor Ingram was the back. I remember they both killed the Amherst.
Yeah, well, that's... I didn't think Domingue would have been in the minors last year. But yeah, 21 wins last year. And he is very likely to come up at some point this year. I know there will be an injury, but I think he's going to come up at some point this year.
And last night, Washington beat Calgary 4-2. Washington's goals from Jacob Vrana. Or is it Jakob?
Jakob Vrana.
He's a Jakob.
Jacob.
And Lars Eller. And
Vrana picked up the Hattie in that game. We seem to often have Hatties on this podcast.
Just like how Houston seems to kill their team. Well, used to.
Kill their team every Sunday night.
Yeah, and then Calgary's goals from Hampus Lindholm.
Hampus Lindholm.
I'm not.
It's Elias Lindholm.
Yeah, Hampus is in Anaheim.
Yeah, Elias Lindholm. And is it Derek Mangiapane?
I believe that's
Andrew Mangiapane. Andrew Mangiapane. All right, in the next game, 3-2, Chicago beat Anaheim in overtime. Goals from Adam Boqvist, his first career goal in the NHL. Yes. He has more goals than the other Boqvist, who doesn't get played.
They're not related.
They are. They're brothers.
Oh, I never...
Does not get played by John Hines, Mr. Jesper Boqvist. Alex DeBrincat, I'm happy for that one. And Patrick Kane, I'm also happy for that one.
Do you have them on their fantasy team?
I do have them on my fantasy team, and I have the bye week this week.
I'm getting absolutely killed in fantasy.
I am 1-3, and I'm also...
None of my players are playing at the moment.
2-6 in fantasy football. Speaking of football, how about that guy from the Browns? His Twitter finger's getting him released. That's crazy.
The Browns are terrible this
year. The Browns are terrible. And the Miami Dolphins won a game. We thought it would never happen, but the Jets managed to be more incompetent than the bumbling Miami Dolphins for a week.
Yes.
And the best part, the pinnacle of this game... was Sam Darnold missing the snap in the end zone and going right over his shoulder.
Yep. He's still seeing ghosts.
I love Sam Darnold.
I don't.
I just like him as, not as a player, as a person. He's a really funny face.
Well, can I tell you who the smartest man is?
Who? Brian Flores.
No. Whoever is the agent for Baker Mayfield, because he got all those sponsors with like State Farm over the offseason.
And now he just looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing? Is he doing coke on the low?
I don't know.
Like,
it'll be interesting.
He looks terrible.
Yes, he does.
He looks terrible as a player, but as like a human being right now.
He looks like a ripoff Gardner Minshew.
He looks like he's been like inside for 3 weeks in a row straight and hasn't eaten.
He also plays like it.
Well, but that's a different story because you can't succeed as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
No, but for Anaheim, as we are going on that, goals from Eric Goodbranson.
He's becoming the MVP since he got traded to Anaheim.
Let me rephrase that. A goal by Eric Goodbranson.
That is
not
correct.
Not an own goal, not letting in a goal, in a goal scored in Chicago's net. And Nick Ritchie had the other one.
In Chicago's net.
Yes.
Remember that. In Chicago's net.
And tonight, speaking of the Penguins, Pittsburgh at Boston at 7, Ottawa at the Rangers at 7, Nashville at Detroit at 7:30, and Arizona is traveling to Edmonton to take on the Oilers.
Speaking of traveling, I want to talk about my team real quick. The beloved New Jersey Devils, I hate this time of year. They travel to the West Coast, and they will be playing.
Hey, guess where my team's traveling?
Where?
Guess.
Winnipeg.
No, worse.
New York.
No, they're traveling to play Tampa.
Oh.
In Sweden.
Oh, in Sweden?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I think puck drop for those games is like 2 p.m.
Yeah, and the Devils will go to the West Coast, which not too bad times for games this time around. 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 4.
Let's see.
So that's not too bad. It's not California by any means. I'm going to be dreading the California trip as I always am, because it always seems like when your team gets on that trip, they just lose.
Line doesn't, because we are better than San Jose. We have like an insane record.
I mean, just like in the past, though, it feels like every time you go, you're on like a hot streak. You're doing well. You go to the West Coast and you just get destroyed.
Also, for the Sabres, Saber Lightning, Friday at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday at 1.
Jeez. Is that a home-and-home sort of thing? Is that what they're doing? They're one time they're home, the other time they're...
I mean, it says they're home-and-home, but it's in Sweden, so...
Yeah, I mean, obviously. But yeah, that is all we have for...
I think Buffalo has home ice advantage, though, because they have Dahlin. Obviously, they have a bunch of other Swedes.
Yeah, and speaking of Buffalo, Victor Olofsson, Rookie of the Month.
Yes.
It was a foregone conclusion. He had such a hot start to the month.
He's cooled off, but...
As you should, as you would have. Speaking of other rookies who've picked up their game, besides Adam Boqvist scoring his first, Jack Hughes has picked up his game a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I think it's 5 points in his last 2 or 3 games. I think he's finding his niche. I think he's finding a way to be able to succeed on the power play, being able to and by the way, he got blindsided by Matt Niskanen the other night. And Kyle Palmieri stepped up and helped him. But, yeah.
I mean, it was a clean hit.
It was a clean hit. He just...
He needs to tighten his bucket.
Yeah, his bucket came off. And speaking of another Devils thing, Taylor Hall had some pretty interesting comments about the fans at the Prudential Center. And, I mean, he's sort of right, but he's also shouldn't say that to the media. He said that... This isn't verbatim, but he said, we're 1 for 3 on the power play or something, and we're getting booed on the power play. It's not something you want to hear is getting booed all the time.
1 for 3 on the power play is good.
Yeah, it's especially like, with their early season struggles on the power play, I think he needs to shut his mouth. And then he scored against the Flyers, and he put his ear up to the crowd. I mean, that's sort of a funny silly, I think. But I think he just needs to cool off a little bit, and I have no expectations he's going to re-sign with the Devils after this year.
No,
I have no expectations anymore. I think there's more. I mean, he might, honestly. We might be all wrong, but I think he's going to do that. But, yeah, we have some clips. We're going to get right into them right there. It's time for clips.
Starting off,
Howie Kendrick.
Everybody's favorite person.
Howie Kendrick coming out of nowhere and doing this.
Struck out 11, walked 1, opponent sitting 176 against him. That's down the right field line into the corner. This ball is... gone for a home run! Nationals on top! Howie Kendrick has made it 3-2!
First off, I want to say, I love the sound of the foul pole. And number two, you could hear Matt Vasgersian in the background absolutely losing his mind.
See, you know my other favorite thing about that was? The sound of the bat.
Yeah.
I don't know why... No, after he dropped it.
Oh, ba-dink.
Yeah, I don't know why that was, but I loved that.
It's sort of teasing us with an actual good call of the home run because, you know, Joe Buck is god-awful. But
god
you
awful.
Could hear him in the background going like, God! That's the best
that
part.
That is high. It is.
No. It's that is hit deep to right field. Back at the wall. It is gone. Home run. Howie Kendrick. All right. And, yeah, that's – and another play from that game. The final out of that game. Always excited.
3-2. Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Once again, a terrible call.
No, just the absolute jubilation by
the
that.
The jubilation.
Well, did you hear how loud Hudson was?
Yeah, he was over Joe Buck. They had that field mic turned up really loud. And then, speaking of my beloved New Jersey Devils, Nico Hischier with a highlight reel goal, his first of the season, and even John has to agree, even though he hates the Devils, this is a pretty sweet goal.
In the direction of Sebastian Aho, but he's fought off well by Andy Green. Now Hischier able to pull it back. He scores! Oh, what a shot! What a move by Nico! And the Devils have the lead. His first of the year.
What was that in Delkovic in net?
No, it was.
It's 47.
47. Oh, yeah, I didn't even listen to the sound of the game because there was a party going on in my house, so I didn't hear it, but I think it was Nedeljkovic.
Well, just because the thing, he ducked down to stop the shot. Like, he was in net. He ducked down. I'm sorry, but
that was a good move. It was like a good really, move. Really good move.
It was a good move, but also terrible goaltending.
And terrible defense.
Yes.
You never go down to block a shot like that. Never, because you can get dangled every single time. And then John has his obscure clips. This one is happy birthday.
Yes, this man is now 35.
Dustin Brown.
Yes.
For Lazat to Doughty. Long drive. Save dance. Rebound score. Dustin Brown. On the run. With 45 seconds to go in the period.
I just love the LA's goal horn.
It is aggressive, I'll tell you that. Yes. And having to hear that six times in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals in 2012 was not fun.
No. And the next one I have?
Robbed by Soupy.
Yes.
Robbed by Soupy!
This is another Kings-related one.
Is this have to do with Buffalo?
No.
Okay, I'm surprised for the first... I think the first...
Taves carries it out on a two-on-one for Chicago. Taves waiting, deking through the legs. Oh, what a save!
It was, I'm not sure if you've seen the save, but it was insane.
I'll look at it in probably after it's over, but
yeah,
after
it
this
was,
is over.
It was a...
Actually, no, it's going on right now. I'm taking a look at it. Hold on a second. Oh, my. Doing the little windmill, like the little entire pad stack thing. I love that.
Yeah, that was a great save.
Yeah. All right, and we're going to move on to card of the day, the last segment of the day, and... Surprise, surprise, it's a pretty good player again.
And it's someone we've mentioned.
Someone we mentioned earlier, Mr. Edwin Encarnacion, 2018 Topps number 632, Edwin Encarnacion. While he was playing for one of his 15 teams he played for the last couple of years, he is playing for the Indians on this card. He has played from 2005 to present with Cincinnati, Toronto, Cleveland, Seattle, and Yankees. He has added a lot of those teams in the last couple of years.
And he's, except for one team, there's a bit of a trend. AL.
Yeah, he is.
And he was drafted in the AL, but not by one of those teams.
He was drafted by Texas in the ninth round in 2000 and was traded for Derek Bell, I believe it was, to go to the Cincinnati. And then he's a career 263, 552, 499 hitter, 414 home runs, 1,242 RBI, and 1,807 hits. Pretty good career for Edwin Encarnacion thus far. Not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. But
no, not a Hall of Famer, but a three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
13, 14, and 16. No 15 in there.
And surprise, his best year was not one of those years. It was 2012. He had five WAR, which is wins above replacement, 42 home runs, 110 RBIs, hit 280, his highest batting average, and tied for his highest career home runs. He later tied that again in 2016. He led the AL in RBI that year with 127 RBIs. Pretty much relied upon for those 2016 Blue Jays. We'll get to those 2016 Blue Jays in a little bit.
And in the postseason, not terrible.
Terrible, but he also cools off quite a bit in the postseason. 220, 329, 366 hitter, 416 RBIs, and one of those home runs was very memorable. It sent the
Toronto
Blue Jays to the ALDS. And why was Zach Britton not in this game? We'll get you to that.
Even though they've turned a lot of double plays. Oh, there's a drive to deep left field, and the ball game is over.
Go horn!
That's one of my favorite things about games in Toronto. Is that they go full hockey.
They do. They love hockey so much up there that they brought it to baseball.
Also,
speaking of hockey and baseball, Gerardo Parra thought that he called the puck a baseball for hockey, or a baseball for hockey.
Also, one of the comments on this.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine the O's as a wild card team just 3 years ago.
Exactly. It's hard to imagine they went to the ALCS in 2014 against the Kansas City Royals. Can you believe that?
They are not good.
They are not good, but there was a team that was worse than them this year, if you can believe that.
Well, I mean...
The lowly Detroit Tigers lost more games than the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes, they did.
And, I mean, I guess... Oh, another thing about football I was going to mention earlier. The Dolphins won, and the Patriots lost.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I said earlier in the day, I said, well, if the Dolphins can win today, then the Patriots can lose tonight. Lamar Jackson's so good.
Can this week just repeat for the rest of the season?
Yeah, the Dolphins are going to go 8-8, and the 9-7. and the Patriots are going to go 8-8. That's going to happen. And the Dolphins are going to win the AFC East. And
no.
No, the Bills and the Dolphins are going to go to the playoffs. That's going to happen. My dad says the Dolphins are a wild card team.
Nope. No. They're a wild card, and the fact is you don't know what they're going to do. That's the wild card.
But actually, I will offer my sincere congratulations to Brian Flores for getting his first win. He has been stuck in some yes. I know he's a good coach.
At least you're not Adam Gase.
At least you're not Adam Gase, who's sitting on the sideline like, what is happening right now? Adam Gase loses to the Dolphins, but
see, that's the magic. That's the reason his name is Ryan Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Because you have those.
He just looks so out of place in a football helmet. His beard is huge, and it takes up his entire chin, and it doesn't fit in the football helmet. But
he
I
went
think,
to Harvard, you know.
Yeah, he did go to Harvard.
That's what everybody who mentions, like, he says, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he went to Harvard.
He's a pretty cool guy, too. He's played for a lot of teams.
Yes, he has.
But Brian Flores, honestly, has been stuck in some deep, deep garbage in Miami. And kudos to him for somehow pulling a win out this season. You know, he had the odds against him the whole year. They're trading away everybody. Speaking of which, they traded Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals. And I'm glad I stashed him in fantasy because he put up 30 points for me this week.
Even though he's my, like, Bills and Dolphins are rivals.
Yeah.
Brian Flores, if he's not fired when this team gets good, he is a good coach.
He is.
He's just been stuck with a terrible team.
It's like Clint Hurdle, sort of. You know, Hurdle's a pretty good coach. Like, and you want to talk about Ron Gardenhire, too. Gardenhire's a really good coach, but he's stuck in Detroit.
Yeah, like, these guys are good coaches. They're just, and then you have Adam Gase, who's a
then you got Adam
coach.
Gase, who just doesn't know what he's doing, but still somehow has a job.
Nope.
I think somebody touted him as the. I think one of the Miami brass touted him when he was the Miami coach as the next Bill Belichick, and that has bit him in the butt ever since. Yes. Ever since then. But yeah, Brian Flores, good coach. Brian Flores is a good coach.
Yes.
And that is all we have for this week. We offered a little bit of football this week, so I know John's a big football guy. Yes. He loves that football.
You don't know anything. I mean, you know
I
some
know.
Stuff.
Oh, I know enough about football to cut my weight. It's not like basketball where I literally couldn't care less.
That's why we don't talk about
basketball. That's why we don't talk about basketball here. But yeah, we got that. And that is all we have for this week. Follow us on Twitter at NeutralZoneRMU. We will see you next week for our one-year special. As always, I'm Tyler Gale.
Wait, you know what I just realized?
What?
You know what we're missing today?
Yost Baum. We don't need it today, honestly.
I know, but where is he? Like,
he's probably here. He just doesn't know that we're doing it.
All right.
But that's all we have for this week. Once again, I'm Tyler Gallo.
I'm John Hanna.
We will see
you. Not for Luke Yost this time.
Not for Luke Yost. We will see you next Monday.